This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Iowa Senator retains her seat and helps keep control of the Senate. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
As the main focus of the election is on the White House and its contentious uncertainty, another branch of government is seeing some very important Republican victories. The GOP-held Senate is maintaining its majority, and the AP and the New York Times have both reported that Republican Joni Ernst of Iowa has won her re-election bid. The Democrats invested millions and millions of dollars to target Senate seats across the nation in hopes of overtaking the power of the Senate. One of those key races was in Iowa. Senator Ernst was trailing challenger Teresa Greenfield, a real estate developer, in the forecast polls leading up to the election day. The polls majorly underestimated President Trump's support, and his victory in Iowa likely helped Ernst, who is a loyal supporter of the president. Even as the ballots are still being counted in some swing states and there are legal cases filed to protect the integrity of the election from fraud, we can call Republican Senator Joni Ernst senator for at least another 6 years. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.